Here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 27th of December, 2013. It's the birthday of some great men of science, Louis Pasteur and Johannes Kepler. And it was on this day in 1831, Charles Darwin set sail from England on the HMS Beagle, trip that took him to the Galapagos Islands, where he came up with his theory of evolution. He had terrible seasickness, so as soon as they reached South America, he spent a lot of time on land, traveling through unexplored regions, amazed at the variety of shapes and colors and the plants and the animals that he found. He wrote in his diary, "It creates a feeling of wonder that so much beauty should be apparently created for such little purpose." Came back to England in the fall of 1836, never traveled beyond Great Britain again, spent years thinking about what he had seen on his voyage, eventually developed the theory of evolution in the mid-1840s. It's the birthday of Louis Pasteur, the man who proved that disease is caused by germs, born in France, 1822. He was the first to grow cultures of bacteria and study their effects on nature. He showed that milk and wine could be preserved for longer periods simply by heating them just enough to kill off the microbes, and he developed the first vaccines for anthrax, cholera, and rabies. Johannes Kepler, born in Wilderstadt in Württemberg, Germany, 1571, set out to prove Copernicus's theory that the planets revolve around the sun and not around the earth. Did that and came up with three laws of planetary motion and became the father of modern optics. He had poor vision himself. He explained the mechanics of vision and developed lenses to correct nearsightedness and farsightedness and explained how the eyes work together to produce depth perception. And it was on this date, 1932, that Radio City Music Hall opened, Rockefeller Center in New York. Art Deco Theater set out to offer lavish entertainment at reasonable prices. The stage was equipped to produce fountains and rain showers and even fog. One New York critic wrote, "It has been said of the new music hall that it needs no performers." They still put on the Christmas spectacular there every year at this time with the precision dancing of the Radio City Rockettes. Here's a poem for today by John Updike, The Rockettes. "Now when those girls, all 36, go to make their silky line, they do it slow, so slow, and with a smile. They know we love it, we the audience. Our breaths suck in with a gasp you hear as their legs in casual unison wave this way, then, and that, and their top hats tilt in one direction, and their sharp feet twinkle like a starry row as the pace picks up and the lazy legs. 36, 36, what a sex to be limber and white and slender and fat all at once, that seemed so calm, go higher, higher, in the wonderful kicks like the teeth of a beast we have dreamed and are dreaming, like the feathers all velvet together of a violent contracting that pulls us in, then lets us go, that pulls us in, then lets us go. They smile because they know, we know, they know, we know." The Rockettes, a poem by John Updike from his collected poems published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org, and by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.